Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, because I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this broadcast, because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. I just thought about something. Every time I've done one of these broadcasts, I forgot to tell you what day it is. Well, it's Friday, June the 29th, and it's a couple of days before Canada Day, a couple of days before the July the 4th celebrations. It's going to be a scorcher this weekend. Right now, I think it's going to be close to 100 degrees where we are right now, which is close, or it's between Montreal and Ottawa, about an hour from both downtown capitals or cities, and it's going to be hot. I'm sitting on our deck, and I'm looking at our two horses and pony. For them, well, they don't care. They've got lots of fresh running water, all they can possibly drink, and they get fed, I'm ashamed to say this, probably half a dozen times a day. They're all going to be fat little horses. Today's editorial was all about the Senate, and the reason why I decided to write it is because we don't pay enough attention to it. America is a country built upon a real sense of democracy, but not in the classical sense. America is a republic, which is considerably different than a democracy, but it has strong democratic values. Democracy means rule of the majority. And when you vote for the president, for example, it's not necessarily the majority. The way that President Trump won his election, there was a safeguard to make sure that the majority can't bully the rest of America into submission. It was done in such a way with the Electoral College to make sure that huge states like Pennsylvania and New York, going back to those days, wouldn't rule the roost. And the Senate, which I wrote about today, was designed to be rule of a majority, basically 50% plus one, the one being the vice president, who has the deciding vote in case of a tie. But it's not been like that for the longest time. And in the wisdom of the founders, they decided they're not going to dictate to Congress how Congress should set its own rules and regulations, considering you're looking at three equal and separate parts of power. There's the judiciary, the Supreme Court. There's the Congress, which is the Senate and the House, and then there's the presidency. So they didn't want to tell Congress how to do things. Maybe they should have, because the way it's set up now, what Congress does is, or the Senate within Congress, is that they've set a little deal for themselves where the two leaders can conspire and make all kinds of deals. So one will say, I'm going to pass, or I'm going to introduce legislation that I don't really want to pass, so don't support it. And then they don't get the 60 votes, and it doesn't go through. Or they might say, I want to pass this legislation, so give me enough votes so that I can at least get it passed, and then everybody looks like good guys. So it's a way for the senators, certainly the senators who are in the majority, that don't have 60 votes, it's a way for them to introduce all kinds of stuff, making themselves look good, where in essence they're just playing games, which is what McCain did with Obamacare. It's not fair, it's not right. And if you get rid of the 60-vote rule, by the way, as I said before and as I wrote in the editorial, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has to do with gamesmanship by the leadership of the Senate. Get rid of that, and you'll never have to worry about term limits because, well, if the senators don't do their job, you'll know it and they'll be thrown out. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. By the way, as soon as I'm done with this, Ann and I are heading south. We're going to Watertown, New York. We're going to enjoy Canada Day, July the 1st, in Watertown. They're having all kinds of big celebrations. And then we're going to enjoy July the 4th, also more big celebrations. And where can we enjoy Canada Day and July the 4th better than in the United States of America? Until the next broadcast, you guys have a great, great day. Remember, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really ought to be.